The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy?
Yeah!
Bert? Well, all right, fellas. Let's go!
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/CFRN. Over 85,000 titles. Choose from mystery, romance, religion, science, technology, business, New York Times bestsellers, even children's books. You name it, Audible has it. With 85,000 titles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect audiobook for yourself or to give as a gift, and it's absolutely free. Just point your browser to audibletrial.com/CFRN. That's audibletrial.com/CFRN. And become a part of the audiobook revolution by downloading your free audiobook today. audibletrial.com/CFRN.
Hey, trader, want to get rich quick? Well, good luck with that. If, on the other hand, you actually want to learn how to trade, the place to be is www.cfrn.net. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern, for our daily devotional, and then spend the next 3 hours learning how it's done from professional traders who actually trade for a living. That's www.cfrn.net. Every trading day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length where we discuss all things E-Mini along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro, and even T-bills. Joining us today from our studios in Boston, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. And from our studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. David Williams. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today's Tuesday, 22nd day of November, 2011. Quick look at the numbers. The Dow down 59 points, S&P down 6, comp down 10, gold actually up $20 on the day, and every market around the globe in the red except Poland and Hungary. Go figure. Today's topic will be Fast and Furious, because that's how we're going to do today's show. I have a power lunch. I don't feel very powerful. Got a little sneeze, a little sniffle, but got to dress up like an adult, go there, put on a happy face, and shake hands and kiss babies. So, gee, I really shouldn't kiss babies if I've got a sneeze and a sniffle. Maybe I could wear one of those little Michael Jackson masks. Okay, enough of that. Michael, we're going to go straight to you, let you run through the recap. Then we're going to go talk to David Williams at PageTrader.com. And that's going to be it, guys. We're not going to linger. We're not going to wax philosophical today. We'll do that tomorrow as we unwind for the holiday. We will not be here Thursday for Thanksgiving. We will not be here Friday. The markets will be open. We won't. We'll be returning after tomorrow's broadcast. Four-day weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Four-day weekend. And then we'll be back next week to start off a whole new week and perhaps the beginning of a Santa Claus rally. We'll wait and see. It's all yours, Michael.
I'm taking the charts as we speak.
Very good.
One thing worth mentioning, though, to anyone who signed up for the free swing trades, if we do get a swing trade triggered over the next next few days here. You know, the markets will be open, and if a swing trade does trigger, we'll let everyone know that that has happened. All right. Whoa. Hang on, I just moved the whole recording area. Thanks. Whoa. Can you guys see my charts right now?
I can see two of them. I can see
okay.
I can see all of one and part of another one.
All right. And can you see that little green?
I can see the little green
rectangle.
Box. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wasn't moving my mouse when that was moving around.
Okay, all right. Now I can see all three charts.
There we go. We're ready to go. Ready to roll. And I'll just do this quickly. What is today anyway? Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011.
And your charts are reconnecting.
Yes. No. Well, I can still do it even if they're disconnected.
All right.
No, I can't. Hopefully they'll reconnect quickly. Anyway, guys, we're going to start our recording here in 3, 2, 1. We seem to be stuck on 1 here. Yeah, it hasn't started yet. Okay. Well, isn't this embarrassing? This is the second time today I had an issue.
You just rebooted too,
right? Anyway, I'll tell you what we did. I'll go over what I can go over right here, and I'll just do the recap later if it doesn't finish. It seems to be stuck here. Because it usually does this countdown thing, and right now it is just stuck. Anyway, today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2011, and I'm going to quickly go over what happened this morning in the live trading room. Let me see if I have other charts here that I can bring up. Nope, I guess not. Okay, we ended up break even on the ES. All right, we took a few trades on the ES. You can't see it, but we ended up break even on the ES. And we ended up down two trades on the YM. We took a couple of YM trades this morning. For those of you who are watching, I'll just go over this, and Dwayne, I'll do the recap later, and I'll load it up. Everything seems to be stuck right here.
Okay.
But this morning on the ES, we missed a trade right here at 10 o'clock. You see, price dropped down below the elbow and pulled back up to the BBC. And we missed the trade, but it was a good trade. I don't know what we were doing at the time that we missed it. I think I was actually rebooting because I had this problem earlier today. Then we took a trade shortly after that we lost on. So we were minus 24 ticks after that trade. We took another trade shortly after that. I will get to here soon, I hope. Here we go. This was the one this morning we missed, and that one was a winning trade. There was no follow-up trade in that direction. Once it changed directions here, bless you. Once it changed directions, once it changed directions, we had a trade in the opposite direction, obviously, right there. You can see the yellow arrows. We went long right there, and that trade did not work out. I'm sorry, this is just so messed up this morning. I don't know why. But I'll try to go through it as well as we can. We took another trade a little while ago. This was pretty close to the end of the morning session. We had a George trade right here. We broke the elbow by 3 ticks, actually by a point, and I took a short right here when it pulled back up. I shorted here at 82.5. And it went all the way down here to 79.5, I believe. Nope, 79.65. I was pretty sure it had 3 points in the trade at one point. I was pretty sure it had 3 points in the trade. But once it did that, I locked in 2 points, and it took me out at plus 2 points right here to make us break even on the day on the ES. There was another trade that set up right after that, a regular CFRN trade that set up right after that. That went for the 2 points, and there was no follow-up trade to that. And you can see the market took off for for some reason, right after that, the market just went straight up to 92.93. It seems to be pulling back here right now, but I'm not exactly sure. I'm not exactly sure what it's doing here because my charts are disconnected right now. All right, this one seems to be moving, so maybe this one chart is connected, which doesn't make any sense at all. But this right here would be, yes, this right here would be a valid long trade from right here at 89.5. I'm not going to take it because obviously I'm in the middle of a disconnect here somehow. But that would be a valid long trade right here, and I would look for that to get up at least to this swing high over here at 92.25. All right, so 89.5 up to 92.25. That's two and three quarter points, I believe. 2 1/4 points, 3 1/4 points, something like that. Hey, look, our YM's back for a minute here. Let me scroll over if it'll let me on the YM to where I took the trades. Nope, it's actually not letting me scroll over to where I can take the, to where I can show the trades actually executed. But this morning I took a divergence trade pretty early on, straight out of the box. I took a divergence trade and I lost 7 ticks on that. And then I took a pullback trade to the BBC and I lost 7 ticks on that. So I was minus 14 ticks per contract on the YM. I don't know if you can see. If I bring this up, my charts are all messed up, guys. I'm going to have to do my recap later. It'll make more sense later. But I will, I have a package expired. Nice. I'll send it back to you now, Dwayne. Okay. News out about IMF.
International Market. Oh, what's okay. The IMF news?
Yeah, buddy.
News out.
Let me send these.
Send them on back.
Let me send these charts back to you. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Because
Euro rallying after new IMF liquidity program. Okay, let's print more money.
There. All right, I just sent the charts back to you, Dwayne.
All right,
yeah.
I got them.
Yeah. So it seems the U.S. economy is happy
Euro,
that
yeah, that's
IMF
not.
Is printing money.
I don't know that I'd go so far as to call it a rally, but it's a bump in the road. IMF to offer 6-month liquidity up to 500% off of members' quota. IMF to offer 1 to 2 year liquidity up to 1,000% of members' quota. I have no idea what that means. Somebody in the audience probably does.
Mark. You in here?
It may sound good right now, guys, but, you know, long term. Print some money, everybody's happy, throw a party, wah, blow one of those little horns. Meanwhile, a stalwart of American society, Netflix, searching for capital. What would we do if Netflix went away? It's become an institution. That can't happen. Who would buy them? Who? Disney? Maybe? I don't know. Good question. All right, guys. As I said, we've got to keep it short today. David is standing in the wings. We're going to pause for station identification. We'll go right to David at pagetrader.com. David, Michael, is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. We're... The holiday schedule, we can throw that in there. We're going to be taking Thursday and Friday off this week. We'll be coming back on Monday. And to anyone who's out there who is on their last day of the trial or next to last day of the trial, email me at tech, T-E-C-H, at CFRN.net, and we'll tell you what we have going on, all right, what the different options are. All right, email me at tech, that's T-E-C-H, at CFRN.net. Everybody else, if we don't talk to you before the holiday, have a great holiday.
We will be here tomorrow, guys.
Yes, we will be.
You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310. and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, David.
Well, I know you're in a rush today because you have a powerful lunch coming up and you don't feel that powerful.
Oh, yeah. That's true. True story.
What is a power lunch? What does that mean? That you have important people that...
Come on, David. You were alive in the 80s. You know about the power lunch.
Yeah, that's true. I was alive in the 80s.
You meet
with important
people and talk about important things. It's just a board of directors meeting for the orphanage, but it's very important. And I have to go there and be on my best behavior. And, I'm going to tell you guys, man, I'm talking to you, okay? When your wife, at some point in life, as you know, I want to work outside of the home so I can have like a little more meaningful existence, you know, blah, blah. Okay, here's what she's saying. Here's what she's really saying. Huh. You're going to have to dress yourself. Oh, God. try finding two socks that match. I mean, seriously, in Phoenix, we don't wear socks. We wear flip-flops, okay? But on a day that you got to go somewhere and wear hard shoes... Try to find two socks that match. Okay. I'll leave you with that.
That's big. Do you want me to respond to that? Or
I don't know. If you want to. Well, you. I don't know, David. You're a single man. You get up and dress yourself every day.
Are you asking me if my socks match?
How's that working for you?
It isn't bad. I mean, in my younger life, my socks might not have matched, and my shirts might not have been ironed. But I think you've seen me now in real life, and you can see that I am a sharp dresser.
You are. No doubt about it.
I walk with a great deal of style, grace, cheerfulness, and that's on a really good day. That's one day a year. The rest of the days, my socks don't match, and I don't know where my shoes are. So, no, I've gotten past that. Another thing that I do now that I used to never do, and I've been doing this for a couple years, is I pick up after myself. Something drops on the floor, I pick it up right now. I put it in the trash.
Yeah.
If I put a contact lens in my eye, I don't leave the little package sitting out there with the rest of the fluid in it. I just throw it out. all kinds of little things. Because I've noticed, and I've said this before, and it's just a thing that I've noticed, is that as soon as you think of something that you should do, if you have the ability to do it right then. Because at that moment, even though you won't feel like doing it, the whole universe is on your side. And you can do it without any interruption. You won't feel like doing it, but you can do it. Then later, if you put it off, everything starts to build up walls. You actually build a whole prison around yourself. You can't get that thing done. More and more things start interrupting and blocking you from getting that thing that was available to be done. It can't be done now. And then, before you know it, you have a whole bunch of things in your life that you haven't gotten done, and now that's your prison. Welcome to prison. How long is the sentence? Well, the sentence is as long as you keep putting that stuff off and not doing stuff right as soon as you think of it. You know, if I think to myself, okay, I have to go mow my lawn, let's just say, I can't do that right now. I actually don't mow my own lawn, but let's say that was it, and I can't do it. Fair enough. Now, I can't do it right now, and I'll have to get to it later. But if I think of something right now that I can do, I need to make a call, I have to double-check something, I have to do it, I want to do it now. Because the moment I think of it, it's available. But in most cases, I'm not in the mood to do it when it's available. Later, when I'm in the mood to do it, it's not available to be done. And I've noticed, maybe you've noticed that for yourself. So I try to get everything done as soon as I think of it now.
Now,
there you are.
There's a term for that, which is an aglowing term. Okay.
Is it anal?
Anal retentive, yeah.
Now, no, it's just being responsible. It's just not putting things off. There's a term for putting things off. It's called what's the word?
My life.
No, your life, yes. You know, when you... Not
procrastinate.
Procrastinate, thank you, Michael.
Yes.
Yeah. Procrastination is very common amongst radio talk show hosts, though.
Well, here's the thing, David. I said that about anal retentive. That is very negative connotation, and there are some people who are just bizarre in that direction. But what
sure
you just said, what you just said about, the instant you think of doing it, you said the universe is on your side, and then some people go, mm-hmm. "Ooh, he said the universe." Whatever.
I just meant everything goes. It's available for you to do it right now. Everything's working in your favor, but you won't feel like doing it. You'll say, "No, I'll get to that a little later."
Okay,
and then a wall starts getting built up between you and being able to do it, and before you know it, you can't even pick your socks up off the floor because there's too many things distracting.
But for whatever anybody wants to read into the way you worded the universe being on your side, I'm just going to tell you that there is some force, okay, that, number one, it popped into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if you, even though, as David said, you don't want to do it right now, you really want to go sit in the Barca lounger or you want to do whatever, there is some kind of force. It's like sliding on glass, and it just, you get through the task, and you're like, whoa. Now I'll go sit in a Barca lounger, but then something else pops into your head. And then pretty soon you're convinced you'll never get to the Barca lounger, and so then at some point you either say, I have a lot of stuff to get done. Or you just say, it was nice to feel that for a while, but now I'm going to the Barca lounger. So, here's the thing, David. For someone who has cleaned up their corner of the world and can move forward with that thought, if I drop something, I'm going to pick it up. If I think of something that needs to be done, I'm going to do it. I don't want to say that's easy, but that's easy if you have a clean slate. However, most of us probably don't have a clean slate. Most of us probably have things we've dropped and not picked up, things we've thought about and not followed through on. We have important documents over there with government names on them that we've been meaning mm-hmm. to put in the mail for like 3 weeks. And the only thing that has held us back is it's so doggone aggravating to fire up stamps.com and print the postage. Mm-hmm. Well, first you got to go downstairs and you got to weigh the big heavy manila envelope on the little digital scale to see how much postage you need. Then you got to go through the hassle of firing up stamps.com, which really not that hard. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go to the right size and you got to do all that and you print it out. But hey, you don't have to go to the post office. And so 3 weeks later, you know, those documents are staring at you with that little government logo and you just like go, man, when?
Mm-hmm.
When? And then you remember that part of it was because you failed to get the cashier's check for $25 made out to the Secretary of State. Oh, mm-hmm. I'm off the hook. I don't have to mail it today because it's too late to go and get the cashier's check. And tomorrow you wake up and the whole thing repeats.
Whole thing starts over again. One thing I've noticed also is that everything that you haven't completed has some of your life energy. It's taken something from you because mm-hmm. it isn't done.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning a little match is burning there. And that's draining you. And you have one over here, one over there, one down the street. And before you know it, you've got a whole forest fire of your own energy burning that isn't allowing you to do and focus and excel at whatever you're doing now because so many of these other things have part of your energy burning because they're not done. Because you know they're not done. It doesn't feel good to not have them done. It's burning energy. And so the more of these things that you have that aren't done, the more energy you're burning in areas that aren't doing you any good. And then when you want to excel at something, you don't have the energy to do it because all these other fires are burning. So what I've noticed is that if you do make the effort to start catching up and not allowing new things to accumulate, you're cleaning up the old, you're still trying to make sure that you don't let any new stuff accumulate, suddenly you feel very tight and focused because you've got a lot of things done and you feel like your head is above water and you can really do something now. You've gathered yourself. You have reinvigorated your vision. It's amazing what it'll do. I mean, you don't need to go to a psychiatrist. Just get all your stuff done. It'll solve all your other problems, because all your other problems might be related to that. You know, all your other emotional ups and downs and stuff. If you clean up your life like that and you start picking up after yourself and you start cleaning up the old stuff and taking the time exactly when you don't feel like doing it. And boy, I tell you something, you know, I don't know if there's a psychiatrist that can straighten you out that good. Yeah, I don't think you can buy it. I think, you know, you can only do it. I don't think you can buy it. So that's something that, you know, that makes one of those great New Year's resolutions. But the problem with the New Year's resolutions is it's one of those things you have to do in the future. So why don't you just do it now? And there you are.
Hey, all right. So, yeah, again, great advice for someone who's got a clean slate. But, and I know that we
Great advice for somebody who has a clean slate. It's great advice for somebody who doesn't have a clean slate.
No, come on. There's got to be, there's got to be some recipe for all the walls that have been built over the years. You know, it's like an episode of Hoarders where they go into somebody's house and there's this mountain of newspapers going back to the 30s. And you have just barely this little path you can walk down and get through. I mean, I think our minds, our lives, I'm not talking physically, but there's that much clutter in some of our heads. Like, we want to think clearly, but we've created these little narrow pathways that we can walk through in our mind. And,
right, you just know, like the people do in their homes.
And it's illegal to put a match to it, and, I don't know, deadly, because it's in your head. So that's not a solution. I know a person goes, well, I'm just going to do one thing today that I've been putting off, and I'm not going to put anything else off. And, that could take a long time, depending upon how long you've been letting things accumulate.
That's true. But listen, Dwayne, here's the thing. You want to get lucky? I don't mean in the way that we mean it in Las Vegas. But if you want to have some luck come into your life, do exactly that. Just say, I'm going to take one thing a day from the past, clean that up, and I'm going to try to not accumulate any new things, but I'm going to do at least one of the old ones every day. And then luck is on your side. And the reason why luck is on your side is you'll just find that it is. That it's as soon as you start trying to clean these things up, other things kind of come along and sort of start to help you, and you jump, you leapfrog over a couple of other things. Oh, I can do this and this right now and get that out of the way. Before you know it, things just start working in your favor. You want bad luck? Just leave those stuff laying around. Have you seen what the hoarders people talk like, act like, think like? It's not the physical stuff. It's the fact that their entire life force has been drained by everything that they haven't done.
It is heartbreaking. I don't watch those shows. I watched a few episodes when it first came on with my wife, and it's just too depressing, man. At first, it was just kind of interesting to see, you know, maybe how bad it got. But after a couple of, it's just a repeat of the same thing. The people have the same hang-ups, the same everything.
Right.
It's just, you know, all garbage all the time. And it's really even not about the physical garbage. It's about the people and the emotional attachments they have to things, and the shopping compulsions and the unopened stuff and the unworn. It's just the same thing over and over and over. And, you know, I would caution people about, you know, what's the old saying, garbage in, garbage out? I guess that fits. I don't want to watch that. I want to go in a different direction. I'd rather flip over to the HGTV channel where there's some organizer lady or guy or person telling you how to, you know, get it together so that you don't end up on the other show.
So you just have to decide which TV show you want to be on.
Yeah.
My wife's great. That's your whole life purpose.
She has great organizational skills, and she goes, you know, why don't you just let me come into your office and clean it? And I'm like, no, because I kind of know where everything's at. I go through periods where I clean it all up, and I put it in file folders, and it's all labeled, and it's neat. And then I fall into that trap, and I've talked about this on the radio before, and then I go, oh, God. So now I do the thing, feel really good, powerful, and then, you know. So at some point, I know how to fix it. I fixed it many times. I just have to make a decision personally to break the cycle that I'm going to stop. That this last cycle, I noticed this last cycle went farther than most. But then all of a sudden, like 50 things needed to get done in one day. Mm-hmm. And I just went and sat in the Barca Lounger.
Oh.
And that was the start. See, now I got a couple weeks of aggravation to just... And you know what, David? I would do it today if I didn't have to go to Power Lunch, so let's talk about the market.
Okay. Well, there you go. First of all,
I just bought myself another day. You got that right.
I'm sorry?
I just bought myself another day.
You did. You bought yourself another day. Very cleverly, too. Oh, using the very subject matter that we were talking about, doing it now, you bought yourself another day. Only Dwayne Reeves could pull that off.
On live.
You're right. A Superman in kind of almost a backwards way.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a look here. We're in the second day of this week where we really only have three trading days. And tomorrow, I'm not going to predict it, but it's probably going to be a relatively quiet day. And then we have Thursday and Friday off. So we're seeing the market. Really, it's showing pretty normal behavior, a little bit unusual, a couple things this morning that were a little bit unusual. But let's get into today's session and see if we can find something valuable. First of all, for today, we had a forecast for the market to test the, we wanted to see them close above 1180.50, yesterday's low, and if they did that, the forecast was for them to go test, run up, and test 1190. And today's session did go down and test the low, and they made a slightly new low at 1179.25, about a point and a quarter below it, and did so in a little bit of an unusual way, a little tricky, and then they reversed and very quickly ran up and did the 1190. Now, the 1190 was due in today's fourth hour. We're in the fourth hour right now. We've already done the 1190, but there's a possibility that they would retest it. That's not a forecast for that, but, the market is, possible. It's possible that they will go back up now and retest the 1190 level. And if they do so, we may be interested in short selling, because we were interested in short selling anyway, but they had a very fast decline and we didn't, and I was on the radio program part of the time here, we just didn't take it. Would like to have taken it. we do have some trades, some long trades that we had today. We had a 4-point gain in one of the trades that we took earlier, but for today's session, this was one of the main indications, was for the market to go and test 1190 in the fourth hour. This is one of the natural levels that we talk about, where the market will want to touch that level in that time period, and you can tie both reflected wave and any other method together with the idea that that rally is going to come. And you can see, if you look at a 5-minute chart or 3-minute chart, whatever, they ran up real quick and they got it done. And that's how the market will do this. They will quite often just suddenly reverse with almost sometimes with no real indication that that's what they're going to do, and then they're off and running to the races, and they go take care of the natural level.
There was a news bump behind that.
Oh, was there? And what was that?
The IMF is going to provide some big liquidity thing to all of the members, which I think means print more money.
So they came out and said, we're going to provide a really big liquidity thing. That's
mm-hmm.
what they said?
Yeah. They said it a little more elegantly or eloquently than that.
Okay.
But the members are going to get, for 6 months, they get like a 500% deal on what they normally get. And then for 1 to 2 years, 1,000%.
Yeah, it's like a game show. They're giving away gifts. What was that movie with Steve, where the old Star Trek crew is going around doing shows, and people are coming to them, and then one of them gets taken away by a group of people that look like they're just dressed up like Star Trek people, but they really are aliens from another planet? Tim Allen movie.
I didn't see that.
Oh, well, you're missing a great, great movie, first of all. It's got some great lines in it. It's very, very funny and very... I'm sure some of the listeners know what I'm talking
Spaceballs.
About. No, it's not Spaceballs.
Sorry,
that Gary. Was a long time ago, Dwayne. You are stuck in the 80s.
No,
I'm
that
telling
was Gary.
You.
Gary said that.
No. Galaxy Quest. That's it.
I never even heard
of it. I hereby instruct everyone to go rent Galaxy Quest. Have you seen that, Johnny? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've all seen it. We've all sat around and smoked illegal... The stuff that you smoke out in those places where you grow corn and watch that movie.
Oh, God. You're so...
with the Aborigines and all that. No, anyway, it's very funny. And in one part of the movie, they're in the
you're
spaceship.
You're so geographically challenged.
They're in the ship.
You just
and
put an Aborigine
the,
in Africa.
The people... The people. I listen. I told you I barely made it out of high school, so don't be questioning my history skills and my geography skills.
I'll be sure to mention that to the board of directors today at lunch, guys.
Yeah.
We got to be on the lookout for the Aborigines.
Yeah, please.
And
do.
I hear they're bringing please pots.
Do. Anyway, and he's looking at the screen and he says, because the aliens that they're fighting now that they're in the big ship has shot a missile at them, and he's the one guy's looking at the screen. He says, well, the green thingy is getting closer to the red thingy, and the red thingy, I think, is us, you know. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because it's a very funny part, A, and B, I was making a joke about the IMF saying we're going to do a whatever thingy, and that reminded me of that. But go check out Galaxy Quest. It's a lot of fun. It's probably not in the red box little thing in front of your 7-Elevens and stuff, but I'm sure it's Netflixable and or whoever else does that. It's
yeah,
a very
well, yeah,
entertaining
hurry
movie.
And, hurry up and get it before Netflix implodes. They're running around trying to... Maybe the IMF will loan them money.
What is Netflix running around trying to do?
They're trying to borrow $500 million or something.
Okay. Wish they, I bet you they wish they didn't raise their prices recently.
Because
that caused all this grief.
Yeah. Apparently they... Well, here's the thing. Not that many people were taking advantage of the by-mail stuff. And so your price only went up if you wanted to continue to receive by-mail and be able to instantly download. If you just
right.
wanted to go with the instant download part, your price mm-hmm. went down.
Yeah, I think in this environment, it's kind of like everything else. Anytime somebody's raising their prices, even if it's on a service that you don't use of theirs, it looks bad. And, you know, people are having a tough time. A lot of people don't have jobs. These are comfort things that people are doing, movies. And, you know, maybe they needed to do it. You have to assume that they had a reason to do it other than just to, you know, increase profits. Maybe there really were some expenses there or whatever. And I'll hand that. I'll give that to them. But on the other hand, what a lesson for other businesses right now in this environment that you better be very careful about raising your prices, especially for this type of – for entertainment products or whatever – because people will revolt. Look what happened to the Bank of America when they tried to do the $5 a month thing. You try to charge somebody $5 a month right now more than they're paying now for these ordinary day-by-day services that they use. They're not having any of it.
Hey, you hear the news out on B of A today?
In mass. What's that?
B of A, they've been on regulatory probation for 2 years. And this has not been made public. It was made public today. Because the regulators reported back that B of A, the parameters that they were handed that says, hey, look, you got to do this, this, and this, and liquidity was one of the issues, they haven't done it.
Yeah.
And so B of A may now be forced to sell Merrill Lynch, which apparently will make everyone working for Merrill Lynch very happy because they don't like it. Here's what the IMF mm-hmm. said. The International Monetary Fund revamped its credit line program to encourage countries facing outside shocks to turn to the fund with few conditions attached as European leaders fail to end their debt turmoil. The Washington-based IMF today said the new instrument, the precautionary and liquidity line, can be tapped by countries with strong economies currently facing short-term liquidity needs. Countries with potential needs can also apply, as they did in the past, under the precautionary credit line that the new instrument replaces.
Huh?
Print the money, man.
Okay.
That's all. That's print the money. Only thing yeah. green today is gold, after getting whacked for a couple days.
Yeah, we'll have to print some more gold.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the S&P, but I do want people to check out that movie, Galaxy right. Quest, if you haven't seen it. It's a lot of fun.
We're on it.
One other movie that I wanted to mention, I think I've mentioned it before, and I can't think of the name of it. It had George C. Scott in it. For some of the listeners, they may not even know who he is. Thank you. It's the original Changeling. And if you want to see a movie that'll raise the hair on the back of your neck, and just in some ways it's pretty freaky, especially for being as old a movie it is, it's actually a good story, but there's some really freaky moments in it, and that's another great movie that most people don't know about. There was an Angelina Jolie Changeling, it's a different movie, but the original 1978s version of George C. Scott in The Changeling is really a pretty cool movie, and it has some pretty hair-raising spots in it that you might really enjoy if you like your hair being raised. So, some people don't. Anyway, that's right. This isn't the Christian Financial Movie Channel. This is the Market Channel. Okay, let's get back to the markets. Go take care of that.
Say what?
You still with me, Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to talk about?
I'd like to continue talking about the markets.
Okay. Fair enough.
We originally had talked about this November 21st being an important bottom. Today they made a slightly lower low, and the market must now, if we're going to do what we talked about yesterday, which is that normally the market will have an initial move up to 1214, they have to now confirm. We really can't continue down. We know that we have the weekly chart pressing lower. We know that we had a bearish close yesterday below some important lows, etc. But unless there's something really different going on here, we now, being in the one day late, would want to look for buy signals for that type of an advance, where we would see a test or attempt at 1214. And so that's really what we're watching for. If that doesn't happen, I would likely end up trading this short, not necessarily even with a target, but knowing what I know and seeing what having seen this so many times, that if they do break this, we could see substantially lower prices short term here. So we're kind of at a critical juncture here, and normally I would expect them to make that test or attempt into, of course, we're running out of days on the week where the market's open, but it would be normally like November 23rd to 24th. That may, don't take that too seriously because we don't have all the trading days in this week, and it may force it to occur a little later, but any buy signals that you would get, whether you're using your own method or Dwayne's or a reflected wave or anything like that, you would want to wait for a buy signal here because we're at a critical juncture. And as I said yesterday, this is a mixed thing because we have a powerful weekly top that came 1 week late that's pushing the market lower. And then we've now hit a daily bottom, which would normally send the prices back up to that level that we're talking about. It may get a little tricky in there. We'll see. But I'm still going to trade it up there if they show us the move. Now, the overnight did get up to 1199, about 15 points from there. But they opened lower. And now that they've done the 1190 in the fourth hour, and while we've been talking, they made a second test of it here. They went to 1189.50 in the fourth hour. This shows that the market is working normally. This is how the market would normally go. And so I'm going to be looking to take advantage of any real buy signals that we get here with the idea of holding into potentially tomorrow. I would probably hold an overnight position for higher prices if they give us some confirmation on the upside. So that's what we're looking for here. And they're attempting 1190 here in the fourth hour today. And this was given out just early this morning. We could have given it out yesterday, but I wanted to see how this morning's session would act within the range that we're in right now. And this is one of the things that I want to demonstrate for the Random Walk Down Wall Street author so that he can say, you know, well, if that's random, if he says, well, that's random, you're just, you know, that's just a random thing. I'd like to see him do that. If it is random, he should be able to do it. I think. I don't know what his answer would be to that. Maybe he wouldn't be able to do it. But
yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that he'll say that. You know, well, I can do that too. But
if it is random, if the argument is that it's just random, that you just you know, then he should be able to do it because it's not a skill based thing.
Right.
It's a random thing.
Well, for me, I just want to see if. Yeah, I sent an email out last night, and it talked about, you know, the next potential move being a swing to the upside. This candle right here is the opening candle yesterday morning. So pre-market on Sunday night, price came down and got below this weekly zone here at 96.97, and spiked it just prior to the open. But then at the opening bell, it came down pretty substantially, and then we hit that low that you talked about yesterday. Okay, you had nailed that 11.80.5. Wasn't that a number you had?
11.80.
Okay, and it got down to what, 80.5?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So within two ticks, it then comes back to the 96.97, sells off, and then it spends, you know, the entire overnight just walking the line until we come into the open this morning, and then right back.
Back down.
So that area, that's it. That's the market for the entire week right there.
Yeah, it's been...
And not that there haven't been tradable moves in there. There certainly have been. But the historic, like I said in that letter that email last night, we have a calendar, but we don't set our watch by it. And the calendar says that because Thanksgiving is 2 days away, these markets are supposed to rally. Well, for me to have some faith in that, I got to see us get above this 96.97 area. You know, I don't know where your marker is or your level is or what numbers you're looking at or even what you need for confirmation, but I just know that until this wall across the top here is broken and, as Mike Reed would say, held on a pullback, I can't buy into the tricky rally.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably will be, and the market usually is tricky before bigger moves, so... and this isn't that big of a move, but it's, you know, from where we are now up to 1214 or on a test or an attempt at 1214, that's pretty good. And that's the minimum that they would do off of the November 21st bottom. So I do want to suggest that if anybody does go long, you have to really respect if we do break to new recent lows. You do not want to be somebody holding a position, hoping that it comes back and all that, because substantially lower prices could and likely would occur out of that short term. And I do want to repeat that holding on to losing positions isn't allowable. There's no negotiation in this business. If you end up holding on to losing positions, you'll end up holding on to nothing at some point. In other words, you won't have any funds left in your trading account. It happens to the pros just as easily as it happens to the beginners or intermediate people. So you have to have a spot that makes you wrong on the chart, and that you have to honor that spot, and you have to get out. And that little short-term pain of having lost 300 or 200 or whatever the number is per contract is nothing compared to wiping out a whole year's worth of potential profits, or wiping out a whole account for that matter. So just don't break that rule. If there's one rule you must not break, it's that rule, the rule that you have to use a stop. You have to protect yourself. You have to know what would make you wrong, and then you have to honor it. And even if you honor it and it turns right around and runs, which sometimes happens, then you just have to smile to yourself and say, well, that's how they do it. And that's how they train you to not take your stop off, so that they can then go and run that thing all the way down. And then you're really stuck in a big move down, and then you're in real trouble. You don't want to be in that position.
You think about the guy that opens a sandwich shop. He does pretty well. Business is okay. He has a good year, you know.
Yeah.
And he's pretty pleased. Unfortunately, a Burger King opens up across the street, and business slacks off some. However, he's not, you know, and maybe even after a year of, you know, pretty good sales, pretty steady traffic, maybe on some fateful Tuesday, not one customer comes into his store. He doesn't sell one sandwich. Okay, that one bad day does not put him out of business. It may make him start thinking about, you know, his business and how he's going to market his business. But he literally doesn't have the ability to blow up his business in one day, unless he literally blows it up, right? He's that ticked off about the Burger King across the street. Whereas a trader, on the other hand, he can come in a little groggy with the sneezes and the sniffles, and, you know, maybe he's mad at his wife, or I don't know.
Maybe he has a power lunch coming
up.
He's
very tense.
Power lunch with Aborigines. I mean, that sort of thing could really bother somebody.
And, I mean, see, that's the thing. Every trader has to realize that every single day you have the power and the ability to blow up. You should have that mental picture of the little guy with the little cartoon sandwich shop. And what do you call that thing? The dynamite thing that the Wile E. Coyote was
always
the
Acme thing
plunger.
That he pushes down and it explodes.
And definitely don't buy your equipment from Acme, because it always seems to backfire. But, I'm going to work today, and I have the power to blow up my business. Wow.
Yeah, no, that's actually a really good point. There's not
a
business that most people don't have a business where they can just blow the whole thing up in one day. That can happen in trading. And the market kind of tends to train you, or it tries to train you to not use the stops, because every time you get stopped out, the market turns. But you have to find a better place to place your stop, but no matter what the market does, you have to realize you have to be the one in control. If you let the market teach you how to trade, it will teach you to not use a stop, and then the market will run it, and you'll be stuck, and then that'll be a blown-up account. And there's no real reason to do that. It's not necessary, unless it's necessary for you to go through that several times to realize that it's not necessary. In the end, it's really not necessary, but it might be necessary for some people to go through that. And it would sure be nice. I mean, once in my whole life, it'd be nice to be able to think that you stopped somebody from having to do what really is completely unnecessary, even though it somehow is necessary for them to do it. But it really isn't necessary. You can just understand right now that you don't need to do that. A lot of people say, oh, I went through this experience, and now I realize this, and now I realize that. Well, you could have realized that any time in your life. You had to go through this experience to get there, but you could have, that understanding could have been yours earlier. But you waited around for an experience to show you, and you say now, oh, I really understand this to be the case, and that's how we grow. But another part of growing is realizing that you can have profound understandings. You can go for them now without having to wait for accidents in life to put you into a position where you would then end up saying, wow, I really now understand this. You can have those understandings are available now. You don't have to lose four whole trading accounts in a row, blow up four of them for you to come back and say, I really understand now. I understand that it's really unnecessary. You can have that understanding now. You don't have to go through all that. And I hope by saying this like I have for the last 6 years that it saved even one person, the need to blow up accounts for no good reason and go through all that, trouble and all that stuff. What really happens is it's basically just egotism. People don't want to take their position off. They don't want to be found wrong. They're not in the mood to take a loss. You best be in the mood to trade properly, which means using a stop. You best be in the mood to make money, and you best be in the mood to lose money when you're ready to trade. You have to be in all those moods, because if any of those moods aren't there, you can damage your trading, especially the mood where I'm not in the mood to take a loss today, because this may be the day that you have to take two losses in a row, and then you'll get it right and you're going to be in a nice big move. Or maybe you just take two losses in a row and you have to go home. But that may be what is necessary for you to then have tomorrow be a good day or whatever. Nobody likes to take losses. Sometimes they come along. Sometimes you go with a long string of trades where they're win, 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 win. We've all had that, and you're just getting it right. But at the same time, the reality is the longer you trade, the more likely it is that you're going to get something wrong and have to reposition yourself and get out of a trade. And just don't let them run them. So in this particular case, if they break to new recent lows, again, you don't want to be long. Okay, you want to be careful not to be stuck in that position, because we're kind of at a critical juncture on the downside here on the daily chart, and we would normally be talking about going higher. And that's what we're going to be looking to trade if they show that to us. Okay, so...
All right, let's glance real quick at gold and then the euro.
Yeah, let's do that. And I know you've got the power deal. And
then I've got to what? What have I got to do?
You have a power lunch with Aborigines?
No. Okay, that was your cue to say skedaddle.
Oh, skedaddle. That's right. You have to... Dwayne's going to skedaddle, which is... He's the only person that uses that word. Okay, we talked about gold yesterday. The actual original date for gold to make a bottom was November 18th, plus or minus a day. They came one day late yesterday, and I mentioned yesterday that that meant that the market would have to rally now because it's the one day late. And when you get to the one day late, you get into a position where the market will quite often just turn and just start trending in the upward direction. It may not make a whole bunch of really familiar patterns to you, or may not look like an Elliott wave. It just goes. It just sort of just starts trending and chomping away at the upside. That's kind of what they've done here in gold. Mm-hmm. So I would expect higher prices.
Yeah, so far.
I'm sorry?
Just an inside day so far, but definitely moving higher.
Oh, yeah, definitely moving higher. I mean, we're up $25 on the day. And I do expect higher prices off this into tomorrow or the next trading day. And so this goes back to the one-day late thing, where the odds get very high in your favor, and you can put a trade on and trade off of whatever signal you want. And sometimes you just buy the silly thing and just say, I'm just in. It's the one-day late, and I'm just in. And sometimes that's what I do. It solves some of the problems regarding entry, because I sometimes don't care. I do care about my entries, but I mean, I don't care on the one day late. Sometimes I just say, you know what, I'm just going to be in. And that's where you just buy the silly thing. And that's an order. You know, that's a, we joke about that being sort of a type of order. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, but when you buy the silly thing, you still have a stop.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I definitely do. After you get past the one-day late, they don't always give you really clear signals of where to buy and sell. They just start getting underway, and before you know it, that train is chugging along pretty good. So that's what makes me sometimes buy the silly thing. So I'm sure everybody has seen that from time to time. Anyway, so we're looking for higher prices in gold from off of that bottom there, and then we'll talk about that as tomorrow. And you'll be here tomorrow, Dwayne, for sure?
Tomorrow for sure. We're definitely taking off Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, we are as well. Okay. And let's see. All of this decline is off of the weekly top that was forecast for gold for the week of November 14th. That came 1 week early, and the market declined and is testing. I think I mentioned, or maybe I didn't mention, that we'd like to see a close above 1679, 1680. You know, area on gold this week, and that will be somewhat bullish by nature as well. And then let's see, let's move on to the stay with me, the euro. I think we had forecast a bottom for the euro several days ago. I need to find the chart that's associated with that. And the market has gone sideways to slightly up. I mean, we've had a move from, 134.20 up to 136.14, but they're still real quiet here, and there's not a lot to say here. We also talked about the weekly bottom of November 14th for the euro, and we're in the 1 week late for that as well, so we want to watch the euro for potential on the upside here.
I'm surprised that the reversal. That the IMF news did not give more of a boost to the euro. I mean, it did run it up. You can see one candle here where it ran up.
Yeah,
one
hourly, no big deal.
But now it's kind of just... because I would think that would be really big news for them.
Yeah, I know.
Dwayne, did you sell this tweet yesterday? No, Jeff, that wasn't a sell tweet. That was a buy tweet from the overnight Sunday night. Sunday night, we were looking to buy at 135.55, and it was still the long tweet was still valid all the way into last night, when it would have, if somebody was still looking to take that, and remember, it was a signal given out Sunday night, if you're still looking to take it early Tuesday morning, they did run up to 135.75 eventually, but that was kind of a stale signal. I put this here yesterday when I thought there was some chance in the day session that we might, you know, make some kind of a move up here. Ultimately, it went up 20 pips, no big deal, but it came right back to this same area, and it's just kind of holding. I mean, if this area breaks down, then we go to look at some historic lows if this gets taken out. So, anyway, no, I was not awake last night when this went up here, and I didn't trade it, and I guess I'm glad. So, thanks for asking, Jeff.
Well, good. Well, I think, Dwayne, that's it right now for these markets. The S&P is attempting higher here. And again, on a multi-day basis, we would be looking normally if the market does confirm, because we're on the one-day late, we'd be looking for a test or an attempt at 1214 on the upside. So maybe tomorrow we get our rally. Maybe tomorrow you get the Thanksgiving rally, or maybe, you know, however they're going to do it. We'll see if they show that to us the way they're supposed to.
Okay.
They are supposed to.
They are. It's the law. So.
That's right. Well, Dwayne, I hope you have a nice meeting. We'll get out of your hair here, and you can...
That's a lot of hair.
Yeah, that is a lot of hair. Did it take you a little less serious in those meetings? You know, the other people show up, and they're kind of looking important and businesslike, and you show up with, you know, really long hair and some strange tattoos and the faint smell of burning papaya leaves around you?
I don't have any. I never understood the, you know, I have nothing against people that get tattoos. I mean, God bless them. I just never felt, I'm afraid of needles.
Oh, okay.
Tattoo? Oh, yeah, cool, let's get one. Oh, they have needles? I don't think so. Maybe one of those little temporary rub-ons. No, David, actually, because because the board of directors exists because, well, let me say this in a really humble way. I started it all. And so the important men in suits came after the fact. No, none of them actually looks down on me because of my ponytail any whatsoever. It's a very interesting kind of a dynamic, because I know the very thing that you mean, and interestingly enough, wherever I go, I don't seem to get that. And I see other guys that have, you know, long hair, throwback, hippie kind of thing. They do get that. And I don't know. And it's really not even a big issue to me. I'm not making some big political statement. It's not. It's just been there for a really long time. And every time I say, you know what, I'm gonna go a different way. And she's like, no. And so just so that she won't, you know. So I go, all right, I'll just get my regular haircut. And so. Which is, for those who don't know, it's an early Billy Ray Cyrus look. Now, at some point, will I ever cut it off? Probably. You know, I mean, it's not like, and it's definitely not a religious thing. If anything, it's anti-religious.
Well, I don't know about it's anti-religious. I mean, I think if Jesus walked up into, Jesus might not even be allowed in some churches. Churches, the things that he supposedly is the basis of.
Now, what's so ridiculous is the guy, most likely, based upon his, you know, ethnicity, had short curly hair.
Well, there you are.
You never saw that picture hanging in a church, now did you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying he might have had really long hair, you know, I don't know, but he might not even be allowed in a church. Think of that. That would be funny, wouldn't it? But that's just about the same thing that happened back then. So, I mean, they did predict him coming and all, and when he said, well, I'm here, they didn't particularly like him.
Nobody believed him. Yeah, they hung it. They took him out and hung him on a cross. Crazy.
Well,
it is true. So, okay, I got to run because my wife had all my matching socks. I still haven't picked out my outfit, and I got to be there in 1 hour, less than 1 hour.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, well, since then, you're the head of it, you can say that I'm, you know, bored of meeting instead of meeting bored. Whatever. You can say whatever you want.
Oh, me. Gosh, I never thought I'd grow up to be this guy, and now here I am.
The thing is you never grew up. That's the thing you never
That's
guessed
That's the magical
on.
Part.
You thought you were going to grow up, and you didn't.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
There you are. All right, Dwayne, thanks for having me on the program.
Thank
I'll
you,
be
David.
Here tomorrow, and
right.
It'll be interesting to see where we are, and I'm looking forward to it. And you guys have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
Okay, see you then.
I didn't notice what time.
Guys, you know the deal. I gotta skedaddle. Here I go. I'm up and out of here. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with His mercy and with His grace. And I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a 1 week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.